How do you avoid falling in the trap of caring about something / someone too much and becoming attached to that something someone at the same time? I think one of the classic standards is to pay attention to the sense of dukkha and that sense of suffering, dis-ease that comes about, because it's and it's important to sort of recognize that the Buddha is not advocating not caring about anything, or that equanimity means indifference. Those are misapprehensions of the purpose of the Buddhist teachings. There's obviously a caring about things that is really important. And it's just like the aspect of, say, loving kindness, compassion. Those are attitudes of caring that are central to the Buddhist teachings. But they're also they have to be balanced with a sense of perspective and kind of non-entanglement. It's with that non-entanglement that one can really care for, have kindness, have compassion, and so that it doesn't come back and bite one. So it's really paying attention to the element of say dis-ease, complication that can so easily arise in that sense of caring about something in terms of some principle or some ideal or someone in terms of people in our persons in our lives. And also like just the aspect of one of the fundamental principles is generosity, and generosity is giving. So that giving oneself to situations, giving oneself to principles, giving oneself to people, giving oneself to things that are going to bring benefit, so that one has to give oneself. Generosity is not just sort of writing a check or something. It's not a material thing. Sometimes it can involve material things, but it's much more an attitude of mind, attitude of heart, so that that sense of yeah, giving, sharing, paying attention, one cares about things, but you have to be recognizing, is this creating suffering or not? Is this a part of the process of freeing the heart from suffering? So that also like one of the sets of dhammas that the Buddha gives, these that are really part of the, if say they're part of the sets of teachings that the Buddha gives that are called the kind of the wings to awakening, Bodhipakkhiya dhammas. So that the the four bases of success. And the first is a sense of, in the Pali, is chanda. Chanda is desire. And so oftentimes you think, and desire in the sense of interest, desire in the sense of motivation, desire in the sense of caring about. If you don't have that kind of interest and desire and caring about something, you don't put effort, because that's the next quality as a base of success. There's four bases of chanda, wirya, citta, vimamsa. Chanda is desire, wirya is effort, citta is application of mind, vimamsa is reviewing, reflecting, investigating. And those lead to spiritual success. They lead to material success. So that one has to, care about. But if it's, if one's too entangled, if there's too much self involved, too much me involved in it, then it'll get complicated really quickly. There's too much investment in terms of I need to have it an outcome that is aligns with my preferences. That's going to create problems. There's going to be suffering. So it's just paying attention to dukkha, and not in the sense of isn't this so miserable, but it's more like, oh, look at that, I care about this, and I want to see this come about in a good way, but I'm getting so invested in it that it's making excessive complications and difficulty. So it's just being able to reflect and investigate. So that sense of being willing to acknowledge and adjust. How do I bring about a more... because the Buddha, when the Buddha says, say, the source of suffering is desire, that is true, but it's a specific word, a tanha, and it's desire that always has greed, hatred, delusion. It always has the entanglement of self. So it ends up in suffering. When the Buddha says, you need to, if you were looking for spiritual success and well-being, it's based on principles. First principle is desire. It's a different word, chanda. It's that sense of chanda, a sense of motivation, of interest, of engaging skillfully. So that being able, and sometimes it's qualified into like dhamma chanda, desire for the dhamma, kusala chanda, a desire for the wholesome, or desire that is based in the wholesome. So it's those are two different kinds of desire and two different kinds of results. So that, but in terms of how does one avoid falling into that trap, one has to be alert and attentive to how these different forces of desire work in the mind, and how do we support skillful, like lifting up skillful desire, rather than thinking, oh, if I don't get involved enough and I shut down as much as I can, then everything's going to be okay. Nothing's going to hurt me. Well, no, it's not how it works. That's kind of painful way to live as well. So it's recognizing these balances.